post opinion, or is that fact?
I mean, I'm assuming if Tony's posted it, okay. And obviously they're a restaurant, and okay. You know me,
okay,
having experience in the restaurant business, I understand there's a certain health code
it is.
And whatnot that you have to follow.
But there's a certain rep also at the same time.
Yeah. So then I see another post that was with that post.
Right.
And obviously, you know, the person's name was blocked out or whatnot, you know, for
fair
reason.
And that's understandable for privacy policy.
It says, she was standing there licking her comb and asked for another scoop. That's why she got an eye roll. It was my cousin that waited on her.
Hmm.
Now, when I read that,
mm-hmm.
Now me, like I said, initially when I first seen the video mm-hmm. of the young lady outside
mm-hmm.
going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she's a little bit too turned up for right. no reason.
Right.
If it was all over a Black Lives Matter
yeah.
button,
yeah,
sweetheart, it's not that serious. It's not. Especially if you know what I know and you read what I read about Black Lives Matter, the organization.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a little deeper than what, but we ain't getting into that.
Yeah,
We're not getting into that today. Not right now.
But... So I already was looking at it like,
yeah,
I feel like she's reaching right now. Yeah. And then when you read something like that,
right?
Because at the end of the day, it's like, you know, obviously from what I saw, she's doing all this reaching over an assumption. If she walked out of that ice cream shop and said, "When I got my ice cream, they called me the N-word." Yeah. And they threatened to do this, that, and third to me because of my skin color.
Or to talk crap about, like, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it'd be totally different.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, she said it. Y'all said it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it wasn't that.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like she killed her whole argument and movement when she said, "Does my Black Lives Matter button offend you?" Because you're making an assumption.
Yeah.
And... I could be wrong, but she didn't sit there and say, the girl say, "Yeah, it does offend me."
Valid.
You see what I'm saying?
No, valid though. Like, seriously, yeah. So, if there wasn't no statement when it came to that, then that's valid. I guess to me, man, I'm the way that I'm thinking too. At the same time, it's kind of like if you have a Black Lives Matter, I guess to me, like, sometimes I kind of question it. It's just like if the Black Lives Matter really is problematic to people, why? You know what I mean? If that's the case, if that's the case, then why? You know what I mean? And if there's a why behind it, then there's a cause and effect. There literally is a cause and effect. And you can't, us as, you know, people, we can't automatically assume that the effect of it just came out of nowhere. That's impossible. Sorry, that's impossible. I'm not trying to hear that. You know what I mean?
Hold on, what do you mean?
So what I mean by that is kind of like, all right, so let's just say, for instance, we'll start off back to like George Floyd, yeah. You know what I mean, situation. The Black Lives Matter was to support the casualties of Black lives during police brutality of them being unarmed. All right, so when George Floyd ended up happening, there has been a uproar after that of what? Protesting?
Mm-hmm.
Rioting. How do we know that was in correlation to Black Lives Matter when it came to protesting to Black Lives? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we don't know that, because only people who actually know that were the people that were there, but even the people that were actually there, how do we know that was their truth? For some of them,
right?
You know what I mean? The majority of the world, they're only looking it through the lens of this is no different than with it. I guess I don't want to tell on the artists, but like rappers and stuff, but it's no different than if you have a buddy, right, that sees you performing. Let's just say, let's quote unquote Fillmore. Yeah. Let's just say if he see you performing at the Fillmore,
yeah.
And he never records the crowd. He just records you
right.
performing. You know what I mean? But it's a little bit of the crowd in the background. Let's just say you got like 10 people, 10 friends that you know, and you make them get loud
right.
in the background. But they only showing you, though, like, yo, it sound like it's like hundreds of people, right. like 200 people.
Right. You rocked out.
Right. But that's how I feel with the whole protesting and the rioters. You know what I mean? Because it's not a lot of them, but it's just, you know, some of them, but they're a bad representation when it comes to that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's only one perspective, and you put that one perspective in the front view of millions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Billions of people. Now you're changing their perspective because people are at the comfort of their own home. They don't know what the hell is going on, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're just looking at it. They're just like, oh, my God. You know, all these damn people. Oh, well, you know, like, dang, you know, black. I thought Black Lives Matter because of blah. But now they're destroying stuff. Like, no.
I know we said we weren't going to get into it today. But that, to me, that's where the trick of the enemy comes in, man. And
propaganda.
Yeah.
Propaganda.
That's why it's just almost like, you know, I'm not against people standing behind Black Lives Matter, like as in what it truly means to black people.
It matters.
But at the same time, I feel like the same people saying Black Lives Matter should not be opposed to All Lives Matter. And then even then, when you say All Lives Matter, the truth of the matter is all lives don't matter.
That pseudo moralistic categorization of it.